take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
All right, here we have the Good Day program on the air. I'm just looking at something that I hadn't seen before. Tom Clancy has died.
Oh, it's sad, I know.
Missed that somehow or other in the last 24 hours.
And he was relatively young, I think, 66-ish?
Yeah, 66. Yeah. That's that kind of gets me right in the gut. 888-302-3684 is the way for you to get us in the gut. You want to talk about the issues of the day, help yourself. A lot of things are going on. It isn't just, the world is not just focused on the shutdown and on the demand for health care. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there are other things going on in the world.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I know. It's silly of me to bring that up, but let's try to work on some of these other things as well as the shutdown. Your calls, 888-302-DOUG, email to Jennifer. That's that lovely voice there. Not that my voice isn't lovely. It's a different sort of lovely, right? It's a lovely. This is a lovely program with lovely people. Ken Kessler is a lovely man, and there are lovely issues to be discussed today, not the least of which is that, as Jennifer suggested, Clancy's 66, cause of death not released, passed away at a hospital in Baltimore. He's best known for the Jack Ryan thrillers, I think, The Hunt for Red October.
That was a joke yesterday.
Clear and present day. What was the joke?
He died while he was hunting for Red October.
That's a bad joke.
I know.
It was too soon.
It was. I thought so, too. And that was yesterday. It was even sooner.
Yeah. Who is the, excuse me, the moron that came up with that?
It was my friend at work.
Really? Yeah. Well, you can tell him or her that he's a moron.
It was a him.
Him, yeah. Not your cousin.
No. Okay. Different.
All right. At any rate, am I going to run into him while I'm there in the studio tomorrow?
Probably. You better be nice.
I don't have to be nice. I have to be me. I've got to be me. So Clancy called my program once when I was, I think I was KABC, but I'm not, I can't remember whether it was KABC or whether it was the national program. But I had a good conversation with him, and he didn't tell me it was him until we were a good ways along in the conversation. It was a political call about something that had nothing to do with any of his books. That's the thing about people who are famous. Ever notice that? Many think they're just a one-dimensional character, whether it's a television personality, an actor, somebody who's identified with the political movement, or someone who's well-known for something else, like Bill Gates. The only thing, the people who think about Bill Gates think about him and money. They think that's his only interest in life, is money. I can assure you that's not the case. Or look at anybody else that is prominently associated with one thing. Do you think that's the only thing in their lives? People who run, well, it may be the case for people who run high-powered companies. They live, breathe, sleep, and eat what it is they do for a living. They have nothing else in their life. But even if they don't have time for something else, do you think that's their only interest? For example, Jennifer, you have other interests, even though you spend all of your waking hours pretty much involved in broadcasting in one way or another.
Exactly.
But you have strong friends. Mm-hmm. You spend time with your family. You do other things. You're a multidimensional creature.
I sure try to be.
As are the rest of us. Ken Kessler works hard 10, 12 hours a day putting this program together and working with us. But he has other dimensions to his life, pays attention to his children, his wife. He's got a little side business. And there are probably other things that I don't even know about Kenny, right?
That's true.
The drugs and the murdering, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes. That accident in the garage.
Yeah. Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag.
Anyway, I say that because Clancy came across as somebody who was intriguing in conversation. And so it's that age, that's where I am. And whenever you see anybody who's your own age that's taking the pipe, you think twice, three, four, five times.
Yeah, what happened? Was it a fluke? Let it be a fluke. I know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the other side of it is there'll be an announcement today that somebody who's 106 is still alive or, you know, something along that line. 888-302-3684. So the story of Tom Clancy is at DougStefan.com. There are lots of stories there. For example, the finding that the jury has come up with in Los Angeles that AEG is not liable for the death of Michael Jackson.
I think this is fair. How about you?
Well, I thought it was a stretch to begin with. I think we've had enough of Michael Jackson and all of the various things that are part and parcel of his being alive and his being dead. Dr. Murray was fit and competent to perform the work for which he was hired, said the jury.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they felt that all of this stuff... you know what? I think I don't want to talk about this either anymore. I think we've had enough of this, haven't we? I mean, the fact that the Jackson family lost the lawsuit, that's the headline, that's the story. Next! What's next?
Get out of here. Next? You're the boss.
Anyway, that's the story. There's a lot more to it if you want to read about it at DougStephan.com. In fact, our poll today, who do you think was responsible if these people are not AEG, then who is for Michael Jackson's death? All right, so we'll
how about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
What number is he?
That's C.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. AEG Live is A. Dr. Conrad Murray is B. Michael Jackson is C. And
there
a combination of the above is D. Mm-hmm. I'll put you down for C.
Thank you. You
can take the poll yourself at DougStephan.com. You know that.
I will do it right now.
That would be a nice thing. All right. Other headlines, the shutdown and its impact continuing. What impact do you think it's had on you, Jennifer, your friends, other people that you work with, anybody that you are connected closely to? What are they saying about the shutdown?
I think most people are so, you know, I think it's funny because I think the Democrats think that the public opinion will blame Republicans, and Republicans think public opinion will blame the Democrats. And what I really think is that everybody is now turned off of government. I mean, I haven't seen anybody really affected by the government shutdown at all, but I think people are just ready to just start from scratch again and vote everybody out and vote all new people in. I mean, everybody seems very frustrated in my circle with just the fact that government can't even talk to each other at this point.
Mm. You know what I find disgraceful?
Hmm.
We're all talking about them getting the people who are furloughed, the 800,000 people furloughed, are still going to get paid even though they're not going to do anything. There are other things, the blame that's going around. I was just back and forth. You heard me yesterday talking about not getting paid by certain agencies, advertising agencies that I do business with, because they haven't been paid for certain clients, by certain clients, excuse me, that are connected to the government, mm-hmm. and there's no money coming out. Now, I find out from another agency in New York that they sent me a check last Friday. Today is Thursday, and I still don't have it, and the distance between New York City and where I am is 204 miles. You mean to tell me that these people are so incompetent that
they
can't...
You should have gone and get it yourself.
I might as well have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's disgraceful. The kinds of things that you... talking about service, whether... And suppose the Postal Service is in government, but you know it is. And that's one of the things
sure,
when the shutdown took place on Tuesday, where I said, well, the post office is going to be working. Really? Where's my check?
They didn't say working well. They said working.
Uh-huh. All right. 888-302-3684. How is this affecting you, the shutdown? And by the way, the other side of this, the big hoopla this week, is getting insurance. There's a strong demand, apparently, for health care insurance, according to what's going on online and the phone calls and that sort of thing. So I'd like to hear from somebody who has tried to and has been successful signing up for some new kind of health insurance plan. Who's done it? Who's not been frustrated? Who's happy with the process and what you got as a result of your work? I'd like to have an example of that. Wouldn't you all like to hear from somebody who's been through this? We hear all the negative stuff. Where's somebody who's had a need, who tried to go through the process either online or by dialing that government hotline, signing up and feels good about what he or she got? Let's see. I encourage you. There are 3 million people or so listening one way or another right now. Certainly one person out of all those people has tried and successfully gotten through and has something to show for his or her effort. If that's the case, let's hear from you. Come on. 888-302-3684. Sounds like I'm talking to Charlotte. Come on. Come on. Let's go outside. Come on. 16 after on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup, Sean Hayes.
Damn, kaboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
Come on. Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Expect great things. 888-302-3684. Okay, so is there anything going on outside of our country? There was another series of bombs in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody excited about that?
No.
No.
No, not so much.
John Kerry, Secretary of State, has set conditions for talks with Iran. The Iranians want to talk.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, and the Israelis, they don't trust him. Why? What is the old expression, trust and verify?
Mm-hmm.
Does that just go for husband and wives? Or,
or for, like, American citizens or something,
right,
not the Iranians?
No, I don't know. Let's just hope for some good there as well. 888-302-3684. Women who have puffiness and bags under their eyes are excited about Genucel stem cell therapy. What about men? Kenny, you got bags under your eyes? I haven't seen you for a long time. I don't know if you have any bags.
I don't think so.
No, you're looking healthy and well. Michael, have you got bags under your eyes?
Probably.
He hasn't bought it a look
yes
lately.
That.
Right, okay. So Genucel is for both men and women. That's the point here. A very powerful clinical-grade serum that will take care of the puffiness and bags under your eyes. Users have reported Genucel working in as little as 12 hours with extraordinary results. Now, you wouldn't expect me to report on people who said, this stuff stinks. So people say, well, how can we believe this? I'll tell you how you can believe it. You call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Put it on those areas under your eyes that are puffy and see what happens in 12 hours. Or better yet, see what happens over the first couple of weeks. If it doesn't change dramatically the puffiness under your eyes, send it back, get your money back. That's how you know it works. Because why would they send stuff out to you, no, it wouldn't work, and get the product back again, right? There's no point to that. So call 800-543-9262. Genucel takes care of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes. Call now and order 800-543-9262.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Love it.
Love it!
This should be bumper music for us. Great.
How many of you, Jennifer, honestly, you know that's the theme from the Captain Kangaroo show?
I actually used to watch Captain Kangaroo when I was younger because my mom loved it. So I think, I don't know if we had
wonderful,
it taped or what.
Wonderful. Bob Keeshan, who also was a wonderful human being, having met him a couple of times and interviewed him, the first day I was on WMCA in New York, I had him as a guest. And it was just, I was tingly, I had goosebumps, because I was talking to the captain!
Aww.
Good morning, Captain! It was the first day of Bob Keeshan becoming a television institution on CBS. Captain Kangaroo started on the state in 1955. Mr. Green Jeans, Bunny Rabbit, Grandfather Clock, Mr. Moose. Didn't you love those characters? Really and truly. Those of you who are getting little goosebumps right now, too, thinking about it. And it went through generation after generation. Kenny, did you ever watch Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mr. Moose dropping all the ping pong balls. Oh, loved it.
That was the kind of, and this, I sound like some old character maybe, but that was the kind of entertainment or the kind of way to learn. I learned so much about life and things that were practical.
Dropping
that,
ping pong balls.
Well, I mean, you learn how to count and stuff like that before there was the count. If you know. All right. So on this date, there were two amazing things in television history that started on this day, and both of them were related. Captain Kangaroo on CBS, and then there was this show on ABC, starting on this date, same day, 1955. Yes, you got it. Isn't that another television theme that gives you goosebumps? M-I-C-K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse.
Hi there.
Hey there. Hi there. Hello there.
Come as can be.
Yes.
M-I-C-K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E.
Are people listening to this and rolling their eyeballs, or are they kind of okay with this?
Maybe a little of both.
Wherever Rich is right now, he's rolling his
eyeballs. Okay. Well, that's his tough luck. All right. There we go. A couple of great milestones in television. Maybe we'll go back to those when we do our television report later on this morning, Jen. Meanwhile, speaking of TV, on the late night shows, the monologues from Conan and Jay and Dave and Jimmy, let's see what we have time for here.
Speaking of Halloween, people are starting to shop for Halloween costumes. Walmart had a little trouble. Walmart has decided to pull Osama bin Laden costumes after receiving numerous complaints. Yeah. Yeah, shoppers weren't complaining because they found Osama bin Laden offensive. They were mad because no one who shops at Walmart is skinny enough to wear one.
Here is a very frightening story, ladies and gentlemen. Scientists in Stockholm say hundreds of jellyfish have shut down a nuclear reactor. Hey, that's nothing. Our country, a bunch of spineless jellyfish have shut down the entire government, okay? So that is nothing. That is, I mean, this is unbelievable. The government is shut down, huh? Even Al-Qaeda couldn't do that. Do you realize that? And as you know, all non-essential employees were sent home, like President Obama's economic team. They all got sent home. Well, to all you non-essential employees who've been forced out of your job, hey, I work for NBC. I know how you feel.
They have what they call that Obamacare, and when you sign up for the Obamacare, you get the different programs. You get the bronze program, you get the silver program, you get the gold program, or the platinum. Now, people say to me, Dave, what is the difference? Here's all I know. If you sign up for the platinum, you actually get to drive the ambulance.
That's actually funny.
You get to work the red light and the siren.
Casey,
that's not so bad. I'm going to have to set up.
Casey Kasem's family drama continues. And other things you need to know, or maybe want to know more about, as we continue on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Ken. It's 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Erickson. In terms of providing more affordable health care, will Obamacare end up working or failing?
Question that's contingent is whether or not this is really going to be popular 3-5 years out. I think all historical experience indicates it is. When the reality takes hold, it will have a real impact. Politically, it will have a real impact in terms of health care. And as far as I'm concerned, at least, 30 million people who aren't going to get health insurance otherwise will get it.
The government's not going to shut down. Let's be clear here. I think they will blink. They will cut a deal. It will include the Keystone XL. Yeah, the Republican leaders will cut a deal with the Democrats. It'll include the Keystone XL pipeline. They will probably get rid of the congressional exemptions, which will be viewed as a victory by Republicans. And they may be able to delay some of the other provisions of Obamacare. That'll probably be the deal they cut, and they'll take that back to their districts.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
Information the fun way as you start your day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We're talking about, I guess, the government shutdown. A lot of people want to be heard, so now's the time for you to call us at 888-302-3684. No progress after the president and many of the important, I don't know who describes or who decides who's important or not, important lawmakers meeting. Mr. Boehner said the president refuses to negotiate. Ms. Pelosi says Republicans keep moving the goalposts. They're trying to come up with a budget deal. Meanwhile, you and I are hostages to their foolishness. How do you feel about that? 888-302-3684. Kenny, Facebook and Twitter on this?
Sure. Joey says all of this is pure theater, pathetic BS.
Okay.
And a couple other things can't say on the radio.
Hashtag, yes.
Hashtag censored.
Uh-huh.
Melissa says, to Congress, this shutdown is just a temporary inconvenience, and they still get paid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so do all the people that are being furloughed.
And Gina says, it's immature and pointless enough already.
Yep. The delays are good because... I'm talking about health care now. The delays caused by the government shutdown seem to be good. A lot of the problems apparently are because of two things. One of them, the government shutdown. The other, high interest. And so I've asked for any input. Anybody who's had a connection with this, you can send us a tweet. You can send us a connection on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can send us email if you'd like. Doug, Jennifer, Ken at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, most of the activity here, people are always driven by their anger, which is kind of too bad. I'd rather think that we would be driven by things that are good. But you never hear somebody, often the focus on people and they're exercising their ability to speak freely about things is usually about their anger, about their upset, about what they don't like. You don't hear people often. It's like running a store. How many times do you hear...
Yeah, when people go in and say, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, this is a great... Yeah, they don't. They only complain it doesn't fit. It doesn't work. It's terrible. It's, that's what you hear from people.
Mm-hmm.
So that having been said, here's Jim in Iowa who says the president is the problem.
I would like to start off by saying that I do feel bad for the federal employees due to the shutdown. I think both sides have taken this situation extremely too far, especially Obama. You know, other countries have tried this. We do need a good health care system. You know, the one thing that people are not considering is many people that have devoted their lives to building this country into a better country, a greater country. And, you know, now they're aging. We've got people that are challenged and handicapped in various ways that need help. You know, we've got people that don't do nothing and get a free ride. And we're not trying to fix problems. But when we have a president that says, I will not negotiate, I will not sit at the table and talk, that I will not listen, they will pass more presidential orders than any president in history, including Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We have a problem that he says one thing, he does another. You know, the laws are equally protected for everybody in this country. And literally, he gave big business a pass. He's been giving other people passes to laws he says was agreed upon by the Supreme Court. You know, it's totally ignored. And what people are not considering is that there is people out there hurting. They do need help.
Sir, one of the things that's obvious is you need to go back to school. There are people hurting. There is people hurting. One of the problems of public education, send them to a private school. 888-302-3684. Don't you love what I pick up on?
Yes, the grammar police, Chuck Stephan, on duty.
Well, it's interesting. Yesterday we were yakking about how the World War II Memorial was closed and people were jumping over the barricades.
Mm-hmm.
It seems the Republican National Committee has decided to pay to keep the memorial open for the next month. The Republicans not happy about this sort of thing. National Park Service told visiting veterans they would not be able to visit the memorial. Why? Just it's there.
Yeah, so, it's not like you have to walk into a building. I mean, it's just you walk to the outside of it, right?
Right. And so now apparently somebody has taken them, the National Park Service, to task for a violation of the First Amendment. And I'm not sure how that all works. But I think that the Republicans are obviously trying to politicize this. They've called on the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, to help pay the bill for this. One of the people involved here says the administration decided to make the government shutdown as painful as possible, taking the unnecessary step of keeping the greatest generation away from the memorial that was built in their honor. That's not right. It's not fair. So the RNC put aside enough money to have 5 security personnel keep the memorial open to visitors. That is basically, I think, Kenny, we agreed yesterday to keep it from being defaced by any kind of cretin that would show up and want to do that. So, all right, good for them. And whether the Democrats step up or not, this is obviously being politicized by the Republicans. And you know, so maybe the Democrats say, yeah, so they don't get into this. As a matter of fact, I think one of the spokespeople for the Democratic National Committee said this was a stunt. You know what? So what? So don't be jerks. Help pay for it. 5 people, you got millions of dollars in your war chest. Why make this a political?
They're continuing to make money. That's the thing.
Well, this is the thing that bugs me about this is that the Republicans set a trap for the Democrats, and they were stupid enough to jump into it. Say nothing. Or just send him a check. That's it. Don't say anything, and then you won't look foolish like now you look.
Yeah, but you can't get politicians to not say something.
Isn't that sickening? It really is. Everything gets politicized. Everybody, the bad guys are on the other side. We're the good guys. Meanwhile, the Democrats said, we've been working on a plan to open the memorial. What's the plan? You hire a couple of flatfoots, and you pay them, and they go down there, and they make sure the memorial doesn't get defaced. We're working on a plan. What a bunch of ignoramuses. Aye. Okay. Excuse me. Thank you. Tina is in Illinois, concerned about her husband.
This needs to stop. My son works at a daycare center, and I believe that the children down there that he works with are more mature than he works in the government. This slap fight needs to stop. And also the other thing I am concerned about is my husband is a veteran, a disabled veteran. We are now being told that we don't even know if he's going to get his checks. And we live off those checks. We live off of a certain income, a fixed income. So what we want to know is when they're going to get back together and they're going to fix what they need to fix so the people are going to get the money they need, especially the veterans.
888-302-3684. The FBI is working. They shut down an underground drug dealing website, arrested the owner of the site. The website was called Silk Road. Watch everybody run to the website. It served as a major marketplace for drug dealers and hackers. Was in operation for 2 years. The FBI right on the job.
Yeah. Get him.
Good job, Ronnie.
Yeah, right. The owner was known, his name is Ross Ulbricht, known as Dread Pirate Roberts. Was nabbed at a library in San Francisco, accused of setting up a special network that would help drug dealers avoid detection by hiding their IP addresses. He was accused of being involved in a possible murder-for-hire plot, allegedly once tried to hire a hitman to kill a user of Silk Road who'd been trying to extort $500,000 from him. Yeah, sounds like a really good bunch to be mixed up with, huh? Like to have that guy as your best friend. But the FBI is on the case, not shut down by the furloughs. They got him after a two-year investigation, which, under the circumstances, you'd have thought in probably a couple of days they'd have been able to get this guy. They don't use the NSA. Maybe they're not privy. Maybe the NSA doesn't give them any of the information they get by listening to people's phones. What do you think?
None of those talk to you. None of those groups talk to each other.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
no.
You go get your own information. This is our stuff.
888. And it pretty much sounds like that, doesn't it? You know,
yeah. Like they're 5-year-olds running the government.
Yeah, right. I'm taking my ball
and I'm going home.
In the FBI headquarters office, they're watching reruns of Captain Kangaroo and the Mickey Mouse Club.
That might even be too smart, I think.
302-3684. Okay. Back to things that are practical and make a difference. How about your hair? How's your hair? There is a lot of customer conversation about the benefits of using Provia. Provia is the natural hair thinning therapy that cleanses the pores on your scalp, gets rid of all of the old creams that have stuck in the holes there like cement, so that the hair that's under the scalp can start growing again. That's really what this... People get creeped out when I say that. They say, oh, you mean that stuff's growing under my scalp? Oh! No, it's not growing. It's just there. Think of it as seeds that haven't been watered yet, right? Clean up, open up a hole and a way for the follicles to then emerge, and they start to grow. And your hair comes back again. That's what All Natural Provia is all about. It makes your hair come back. And if you're using Provia, why not use the best, the Super Concentrate? Provia Super Concentrate, now available at 800-525-8319. It'll clean out the pores faster, get your hair back faster. it gives the thickness, that appearance of being thick to your hair. So as it grows back in and as you have some hair there already, it'll make it look like it's fuller. You'll feel younger, look better. People will be saying, hey, what'd you do? Did you go see the Hair Club for Men? And you can just say, nope, I'm using Provia. By the way, does the Hair Club for Men still even exist? That guy, remember him? He was Cy,
yeah,
somebody or other.
He was
Cy Sperling.
Yeah, he wasn't just the owner. He was a member. Yeah,
he was a member. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you don't want to mess around with that because it looks like you're wearing something that someone ran over in the road. You don't want that. You want to have your hair look natural because you want your hair back again. 800. That's, by the way, Cy Sperling. Did you ever notice his weave? When you looked at it, you could tell it was fake. Wasn't like
bad at telling fake things. It has to be pretty terrible for me to tell fake.
Well,
I remember the guy that had the spray on hair.
Ron Popeil.
Oh yeah, that was bad. Yeah, that you could tell was spray on. Bad.
But see, you see, that speaks to the point that for decades, for years, for pretty much all of modern times, people have been trying to get their hair back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Provia is as good as it is and as popular as it is, because it works and it's all natural. One phone call to 800-525-8319 and you'll figure out what I'm talking about. Stronger, younger looking hair, men and women. Call this number now for Provia, 800-525-8319.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Bam! Kabooms!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
888-302-3684. Let's see if I can get my computer to work here. Jackie, you're in Pinson, Tennessee, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Are you a new listener, or have you been listening for a while?
I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Every morning on his way to work. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Every morning on his way to work, he's listening to the Good Day program. He's a smart cookie. All right. So, Jackie, what do you think?
Well, that lady that called in, that kind of touched me in several ways. You know, talking about her husband being a veteran and their money. Yeah. My dad passed away in 02 of cancer, lung cancer. He served in World War II, and his first check came several weeks after he passed away to my mother, and she had to sign the back of it deceased and mail it back in, and they cut it in half because she only deserves half of what he had coming.
Mm-hmm.
So the government shut down, and now the veterans and the older folks that worked and earned it may get their checks cut off. Well, up here in the town above where I live in the country, there's one little town up here that's basically a welfare town. 30s, 20s and 30s are the people that are living there. They're walking the streets on their dough. They're drawing food stamps. And I reckon every one of them is on some type of disability, whether it be I do so many drugs, I'm disabled and can't work, or I'm mental. They all got their checks. They hit the mailbox perfectly on time.
Yeah. And yet people who served, I hear exactly what you're saying. It's a disgrace. It's disgusting that people who worked for the money don't get it, and people who don't do a damn thing get all the money. That is one of the other things that's so trying about this reality. Thank you for bringing it to our attention to think about. 51 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, wall-to-wall TVs, hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, over 20 beers on tap. That's a definitive home field advantage. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, hooray! So Shelley Palmer has a bad throat. And as a result of that, we don't have him, we don't have his audio, but we have a story that's highlighted on his website, which I find a lot of people interested in. Shelley Palmer, by the way, ShelleyPalmer.com. People talking about the investors in Microsoft who are lobbying to press for Bill Gates to get out. He co-founded this company, and they want to get him out. Chief Executive Steve Ballmer is under pressure to improve the company's performance. So they figure getting rid of Bill Gates is going to... How does that work? Kenny, any ideas? How does getting rid of Bill Gates, who sort of is the image, is the icon of the company, getting rid of him does what? But is he slowing them down?
I don't know.
They didn't get that at all.
I was really surprised to see that they want him out.
Yeah.
And I know he is Microsoft.
I think he is. You're right about that. And you've got to wonder what these investors, these are the big money guys that are into, they have billions of dollars in assets in Microsoft. It's food for thought. Contemplatively thinking it doesn't, seems oxymoronic, doesn't make any sense. Are you looking for a versatile wine, Jennifer?
Yes.
That goes with just about any meal?
Please.
No matter how daring the cuisine, the folks who are around us, all around us, like Brian Osich, have the perfect pairing suggestion. Let's listen.
In a recent survey of culinary professionals, more than half surveyed agree the wine varietal Malbec pairs with many types of foods. Alamos Wines' Ximena Turner says this versatility has quite a bit to do with where the grapes are grown.
The high elevation growing conditions of the Alamos vineyards in Mendoza, Argentina, Old Man Malbec, a highly versatile wine for food pairing. The grapes used in Alamos Malbec are grown at the foothills of the Andes Mountains, where intense sunlight and cool evening temperatures produce grapes with bold layers of flavors and excellent natural acidity.
Just how versatile is Malbec? Turner says there's one way to find out.
Use the Alamos Daring Pairings recipe scale to pair a delicious recipe, ranging from mighty daring to wildly daring, with our smooth and dark Malbec, which is also America's most preferred Malbec.
For Daring Pairings recipes, visit tastingtable.com/Alamos. Please drink responsibly. That's Lifestyles from Alamos Wines. 2013 Alamos Winery, Mendoza, Argentina. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
All right, come on, let's get back to business
here. Please.
Over the past few days, several iOS users reporting issues with sending and receiving messages. Has anybody
My cousin downloaded the new upgrade for the Apple iPhone, which I have not done yet, thankfully.
And you have one of the new phones?
I don't have a new phone. I just have the old. I have a 4S, but you can upgrade to the iOS 7 operating system.
Really?
I chose not to because it wouldn't work with my speaker system at home and my phone is my remote control with that, so I waited. But my cousin did it, and he said he's unable to send text messaging. Like, he has to send them, he has to write the message, then shut his phone off, turn it back on, and then the message would send. So there is a glitch with that, yeah.
So Apple has told the Wall Street Journal in an interview yesterday it's aware of the issues and is working on a fix for the upcoming software update. Quote, we're aware of an issue that affects a fraction of a percent of our iMessage users.
You should tell them to play the lottery then.
Yeah, really.
In the meantime, we encourage any users having problems to reference our troubleshooting documents or contact Apple Care to help resolve their issue. So is this the same thing? Every time I've ever gone into an Apple store, it's always like, wait or go online. They tell you the people that are there are supposed to help you.
Their answer.
Yeah, go online and it'll fix the problem.
Right.
I don't see how that is helpful at all, frankly. Sounds like they're an extension of the federal government. Call this number and wait on hold. 59 past the hour. This is the informatively, entertainingly...
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.